Please remain standing for the reading of the gospel. Our gospel lesson comes from Matthew 2, verses 1 through 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, in the territory of Judea, during the rule of King Herod, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We have seen his star in the east, and we have come to honor him." And when King Herod heard this, he was troubled, and everyone in Jerusalem was troubled with him. He gathered all the chief priests and the legal experts and asked them where the Christ was to be born. And they said, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what the prophet wrote. You, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, by no means are you the least among the rulers of Judah, because from you will come one who governs, who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called the Magi and found out from them the time when the star had first appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search carefully for the child, and when you have found him, report to me so that I too may go and honor him." And when they heard the king, they went, and look, the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stood over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with Mary, his mother. Falling to their knees, they honored him. Then they opened their treasure chest and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Because they were warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they went back to their own country by another route. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. When I was born, my mother sent out birth announcements and my father gave out cigars. The way that I know this is my grandmother kept my birth announcement and my mom kept one of those cigars. So when I had my children, I wanted to carry on a tradition. So I sent out birth announcements. And with Will, we gave out cigars, which was very troubling to me because I don't condone smoking, but I also wanted to keep with tradition. So by the time Grace came along, I realized there were bubblegum cigars. So that was what was given out when Grace was born. Times have changed since then, and I haven't gotten a mailed birth announcement in a very long time. And now I'm pretty sure people don't give out cigars when babies are born. Times have changed, and now people post pictures across social media. Within hours, sometimes even minutes from the time a child is born, we all get to see the pictures. Sometimes it's almost live streaming. It feels so quick, but there is so much excitement. There is so much excitement when a baby comes into the world. There's excitement for parents and, of course, grandparents who share pictures probably faster than parents. But there's an excitement that comes with a birth announcement. And I can't think of any baby announcement that could rival the magnificence that God announced Jesus with. Instead of a card or a cigar or a social media post, God opened up the heavens with a bright, beautiful star and invited royalty. And Matthew recounts this story, the birth of Jesus. And as he is telling the story, there are theological points that Matthew is teaching us, things that we need to understand that are core to what this story is about for us and for the world. And he is telling us why this little baby Jesus is so very important. First, this was an announcement to the Jewish people. The scripture says, and they said, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what the prophet wrote. You, Bethlehem of Judah, by no means are you the least among the rulers of Judah, because from you will come one who governs, who will shepherd my people Israel." You see, Bethlehem was significant. Bethlehem was significant because the prophet Micah had foretold that the one that was coming in the line of David would be born in Bethlehem. And the Jewish people knew this, and they were excited about this, and they wanted a ruler. They wanted the glory of David's kingdom to come again, and they wanted to be on top, and they were hopeful. They were wishful. They were expectant. And so Matthew reminds them of the prophecy and connects Jesus to it and says to the Jewish people, this baby born is important. Matthew wanted them to understand that Jesus is the one that they had hoped for and longed for, that Jesus would be their king. But the story doesn't stop there. The birth story in Matthew doesn't just stop with Jesus fulfilling the prophecy. Instead, it expands to a proclamation for the whole world. You see, the Magi, the wise men, they came from a foreign land. They were not part of Israel. And just as much as Matthew wants people to understand that Jesus was coming to redeem Israel, Matthew is also setting the stage for what Jesus would do for the entire world. The scripture says, and when they saw the star, they were filled with joy, and they entered the house and saw the child with Mary, his mother. Falling to their knees, they honored him. You see, the kings came and they bowed down. These wise men, these magi, these people who were affluent from a foreign place, who were outside of the walls of Israel, came into that place and bowed down and honored this little baby Jesus, this poor little baby Jesus. And that was sending a message that those outside of Israel, that this would open the door for them, that this baby Jesus would overcome nations, would go to the ends of the world to invite people into God's kingdom. It harkens back to what Isaiah says in Isaiah 2, 1 through 3. In the days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house will be the highest of the mountains. It will be lifted above the hills. People will stream to it. Many nations will go and say, come, let us go up to the Lord's mountain, to the house of Jacob's God, that he may teach us his ways and we may walk in the paths of God. You see, Matthew was wanting us to understand that Jesus would bring nations together, that even kings and wealthy people would bow down and surrender, that Jesus would inspire people to give their very best, even their lives, to God. The birth of this baby, it welcomes all people. No longer would there be insiders and outsiders. And the Jewish people, it took years for them to wrap their mind around that. Even after the death of Jesus, Peter and Paul were still trying to figure out what it meant for Jesus to be for the world, not just for Israel. For the Jewish people, it was a hard concept. They had been taught, we are God's people. We are God's chosen ones over and over and over. And now Jesus came into the world to break down that barrier, to be for all people. They wanted a ruler. They wanted a ruler who was about them, who was concerned with them, who lifted them up. They weren't expecting Jesus to come to break down the barriers and the walls. I think that even for us, those who have traditionally been on the outside, those who were never Jewish to begin with, even for us, sometimes it's easy for us to put our heads down and make our world so small. We begin to think that we are the ones that Jesus came for. And particularly at Christmas, when we're celebrating the birth of Jesus and we're thinking about this little baby boy who loved us so very much that he would come into the world, God incarnate for us. Sometimes we get so focused in on us that we forget to lift up our head and to see that Jesus came for the world. Isn't that incredible? Not just for a certain person or a certain peoples, but for the entire world, that no one would be outside of the kingdom of God. And I believe that is why this story is so important. I believe that is why it is so important to celebrate Epiphany, because the coming of the kings reminds us that Jesus came for the world, that this birth of Jesus is good news for everyone. And I love that it comes on the first Sunday of the year because it helps us remember what we need to be doing in the year that is coming, to lift up our heads and to remember that Jesus came for the world and that we are positioned in this community to share that incredible news, that we are God's messengers in this place to welcome people to the good news of Jesus. That barriers may be broken down, that people may know the life-changing grace of God. That is what we are called to do. And we sit in this place with this incredible message, and we can't hold our head down and just think it's for us, because it is a message for the entire world. It is a message that we proclaim with our very lives each and every day as we live and we work and we witness in this community. And so on this very first Sunday of the year, I challenge you to lift up your head, to look around for every person you meet in this place, for every person you will ever meet. This is the good news, that Jesus Christ came for the entire world. And we, as those who love him, are messengers of that love and light every day. Thank goodness that the walls have been broken down. And not only are we invited in, but we are entrusted to invite others. Thanks be to God.